You know, education takes the spotlight this week as the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF South Sudan, launches the Back to School campaign. It's a powerful push to get kids back in class and make education a top priority for families across South Sudan. With a staggering 2.8 million children out of school, this campaign shines a light on their struggles, shares inspiring stories, and promotes solutions to break barriers.
And right as the new academic year kicks off in early February, it's time to rally together for a brighter, better educated future. In the studio, we have one of UNICEF South Sudan young reporters, and he is here to help us understand this campaign and also help their peers head back to the classroom. This is Desmond Kennedy. Desmond, welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Yes,
my name is Desmond Kennedy. Yeah, I'm a member of Save the Children program.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we understand you are a young reporter. Can you tell us much more about this?
Yeah, UNICEF is currently hosting a children's program. It's called the Young Children's Program. It's all about bringing children up and advocating for the other children who are not able, like they are not, you know, like they raise the voices. Yeah, I can say that they are the one who bring up the voices of the other children back there.
Okay. And so that's what you mean. That's what it means to be around a young reporter.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, which class are you right now?
Senior 3.
Ah, interesting.
What are you pursuing? Sciences or you're studying arts?
Arts.
You're studying arts.
What do you want to become in the future?
I'm thinking about doing international relationship. International relationship.
Okay, international relations. So what inspired you to become a young reporter?
While I was in primary, actually, JCC model.
Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher, and they were doing news reporting program also, but it was just a school program. It was not that big, and so he asked me to join. After me joining the news program, at first I was doing reporting, but after some time, I was now the news reader. So from then now, I got the talent of news and such, like speaking up for myself and, you know.
All right. I want to ask you, in your experience, for how long have you been doing this reporting thing?
I think five years now.
5 years.
That's quite a long time, right?
So you're raising the voices of other people. Which one do you remember where you were able to speak for some of your peers? One, just one.
Like it was last year. We were talking about climate change, you know, like the flooding and the heat wave that occurred. Is it last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we had to come in with some ministers, actually, the Minister of Agriculture, and I cannot remember the other one, actually.
It's okay. Yes.
Yeah. There were two of them. So we had to come up with them and talk and advocate for what is happening.
So can we understand you advocate for your peers? Well, that's quite amazing. But now, can we understand if so far you have a success story necessarily from advocating for your fellow peers, like so far I've cited? Yes, like you when the heat wave issue actually emerged, you spoke about it so many times. So
yeah.
Have there been changes in terms of that?
Yeah. After our meeting, actually there has been a budget allocated. They were talking about they brought up some money to go and, you know, renovate the house, the schools, and the destroyed houses, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and children were also asked to go home for a while.
Yeah.
Until the heat wave actually.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much. That was amazing. So you were actually behind that. Okay, now speaking on this specific campaign, back to school program, this is led by UNICEF. Why do you think education is very important for children in South Sudan?
Actually, education is the backbone of everyone's life. Without education, you will go, but you will not reach a certain limit. You know, like, now in the studio here, you guys have been from education, you know? Mm-hmm. It was through education that you reached to this point. So education is really important in someone's life. You know?
So what do you think are some of the challenges that children like you are actually facing in your community when it comes to going to school?
There are quite some challenges facing the pupils and students. Like one, we have the economic crisis, you know, like the economic crisis are very high. Like now some parents have reached the point that they cannot afford now. The least that they have, they used to take their children to school. But now at this economic crisis, it's very tough. Like some children, like the parents now cannot take them to the school. So they have to stay home. And second to it, we have climate change. It is really a big deal. Heat wave, we have flooding, you know, like the 2 weeks that we have to be at home, we had to do exams at the same time. So last year's, the calendar was destroyed because of that. So we had a bit of challenges during that period.
All right. And given those challenges, you say one of those was you and going to meet with the ministers, and you were able to speak, and you saw a change where there was a budget allocated. What do you think, though? What more can be done to help the children with these challenges?
To my side, I think not only shall we depend on the government and such, what I can say is that we, the community members, we should take matters into our own hands. Like, if let me say, in a community, when there are such challenges, mm-hmm. at least you guys should look for a solution. You take it into your hands. Then after that, if the government is going to do something about it, like, it will come together. Like, we should work with the government to, like, eliminate these challenges.
Okay. Mm. And so now, in your experience, is there somebody who has ever inspired you by overcoming a challenge to be able to go back to school?
Nah.
All right.
Have you faced any challenges that stopped you from going to school?
Yeah. It was flooding. You know, in Munuki.
Uh-huh.
You know, like at our area, at my grandpa's house.
Yeah.
When it rains, the water coming from Gudele, that side, it comes to us. And there, in our area, there used to be a stream, actually, where the water flows. But then, in front, a guy built his house.
Eh, okay.
He built his house on the stream.
Uh-huh.
So now, when it rains, it the water actually goes into our houses. So, like, during the rainy season, sometimes I have to miss school.
Mm.
You know, like, your shoes gets wet.
All right. Thank you so much, Desmond. Maybe one thing we'd also want to understand on how would you now advise, or what advice would you give to children who may be unsure about returning to school? You know, schools are reopening now, and UNICEF report that about 2.8 million children still remains out of school.
The only advice I can give is that you should never give up. School is the backbone. Try hard and hard to get to school. If there is any action that can be taken in the side of, let me say, economic crisis, you should take it, because school is really important. That is all I can say.
Okay. Now, some of the challenges that usually affect children is sometimes even their parents and guardians refuse them to go to school. They give them work and they fail to go to school. What message can you give to such parents so that they send their children to school?
To this point, all I can say is that Some parents, yeah, they are really not understanding, but all I can say is that you should try and come up with their parents. Advocate for yourself. You know, maybe the parent doesn't know, you know, how important the importance
of him.
Yeah. So if you try and advocate for yourself, maybe they'll try and understand. Or if there is somebody you can give an example of or something like that, maybe they'll try to understand. I'm trying to talk of maybe, I don't know how to say that right now, but an idol or something like that.
Okay. And what about the community? Is there a way they can support to push to ensure children go to school?
The community, yeah, there are a bunch of ways they can also help. Like it is in the community, when there is a certain family facing problems, like the community can come together, like in a, let me say, a forum. Maybe a budget can be, you know, they can come up with a budget, and like the children in the area, like they take them to the school together. Like that money will be used for the education of the children.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Desmond, you have been in school for about 14 years today, right away from your nursery school.
Yeah.
And can you tell us what's that favorite thing you love so much about being in school that you can also inspire other children?
To my side, being in school is, it's very fun, eh? Like when you come home from school, knowing that you're going tomorrow to school, you know that, you know, you have something to do, mm-hmm. a different thing. Like, it changes. Because they say at school, today cannot be tomorrow. This is all I know. So, you know, when you come from school, tomorrow you're going to do something. Like, maybe tomorrow, let me say, yeah, on Wednesday we have football. On Friday we have debate. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there is a lot of fun. And a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
Making new friends, you know.
Okay. Yes, welcome back. This is Mirai Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversations begin.
All right. And we are still talking about the return of the children to school, or the back to school campaign. And UNICEF is doing this at a greatest level. And right with us here in the studio, just to remind you, is Desmond Kennedy, a UNICEF young reporter. He's sharing with us much more insights and also inspiring children on the need to be in school. We have had enough from him. And let's find out much more as we carry on with our conversation.
All right, so Desmond, earlier you did share that there are so many challenges that are facing children in school. And what are the changes and improvements you would like to see in schools, especially in South Sudan, to make learning better for everyone?
I would like to talk of the heat wave. Like the solution to this heat wave, like they can introduce fans in classes, you know, that will also help education system in South Sudan. Like when it is now very hot, people, you know, you can just turn on the fan and it will be normal. It will be like a normal class.
All right. And if I may ask you, when it's very hot in a class, how does it make you feel?
That is tough, you know, like smell of another person into your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should see his face. He's like, mm-mm. Yes. So Jacob, I used to doze when it was hot. I loved sitting in the corner.
All right. These are situations of many schools in the country, even though the new, okay, so today, like we mentioned earlier on, it's going to be very hot in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is what we're talking about today. It's going to be 40 degrees, going to be extremely hot. And when you are actually now in class with this level of heat.
And with many people in the classroom.
Yeah,
eh?
It's going to be too much.
Yeah.
So the appeal he has made, okay, and let's find out what's going to happen, because the new project that the World Bank actually launched together with the Ministry of Energy and Dams has actually spoken about solarizing about 40 schools as well in the
and
country.
And hopefully they will have funds in that
so
process.
So inshallah, this is going to benefit as well a lot of children and to continue keeping them in classes.
Of course. Well, Desmond, we would love to release you. Thank you so much for coming. But before you go, give your final message to your fellow peers who are in school and even those who are still in primary school.
The final message that I can send to my colleagues outside there is I can say that try hard. Try, give it your all because school is starving. You will have to go through the worst to get the better, to get to the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like no gain without pain.
No gain without pain. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming, Desmond.
Thank you. Thank you, Desmond, for joining us on the Mirror Breakfast Show. And inshallah, we'll have you some more times again.
Mm. Well, that was Desmond. Desmond, what's your second name? Desmond Kennedy. He's 16 years old and he's in senior three. Mm-hmm. And he was just encouraging his fellow peers and children to be able to go to school, but also urging the government and communities to support school-going children as well.
Yeah, and this is to fight the dropout of the children and children who are actually said to be out of school. Like UNICEF estimated that about 2.8 million children in South Sudan continues to remain out of school, and there are interventions ongoing to ensure every child in the country have access to education. That's why the free education policy was actually introduced to ensure everyone has access to education.
Yes, and we have a message here from Dot Achan Majok as he adds his voice to this story. He says, I don't know what causes the increase of school fees, mentioning one of the challenges. Even government is quiet about it. I don't know what we are going to do, especially for the vulnerable children that are struggling to pay fees without support. Well, we really indeed do hope that this free education option will come to South Sudan and really be implemented.
It was issued and it's left for the schools actually to implement the policy
right,
to ensure that every child, boy and girl,
to school,
have access to education.
Implementation.